A little bit off topic, but I want to talk about how to use the internet. What is the internet good for? What is it not good for? What is your phone good for? What are these degenerate things good for? Because they're not totally degenerate, right? So I will tell you. Right? So what the internet is, when used right, is the world's greatest library of all time. It's got all the books, mostly. It's got all the, you know, DVDs. It's like Blockbuster on crack, right? So that's what the internet's good for. So just like the library, we go to the library, and then we get stuff, and then we take that stuff and we check the stuff out, right? That's what we do. And the phone is a good way to... the phone is a super-powered MP3 player, right? It's an MP3 player with lots of features, probably too many. Very bloated MP3 player. So that's what the phone's good for. It has a screen, but the screen's kind of hard to use. Like, if you want to watch something with subtitles, they're, like, really tiny. And if they're bigger, then it's just kind of weird, right? So the phone's kind of shit. The phone's kind of shit. But it is a good MP3 player. So that's what I think about how to use the phone. And that's what I think about how to use the internet. So there's other ways to utilize the internet, right? You can have a television to watch something on. Or you can have an ebook reader to read a book on. But anything that is, it's not about using it like the library, but it's more about streaming, stream entry, entering into the stream, just going into the internet and like consuming media as it is shown to you by an AI algorithm. No good, right? Would you want that from your library? Would you want to go to the library and have them be like, "We recommend this book to you. It's written by a shit author and it's garbage, but you can look at it now." And you're gonna be like, "No, actually, I had a specific thing I wanted to look at." Like, "How about this one? Look at this." Like, "No, man, I just want to see what I want to see, and I don't want to see what I don't want to see." And I don't have time to be wasted, because we all have the same amount of time, and nobody has time to be wasted. So why are you trying to show me stuff? Imagine a library that was like a doom scroll. How annoying would that be? So this is what I think about the internet. You don't need phone service if you have internet at a local place you can just go to, because it's better to not, right? So I do know someone who says, he says he watches 15 minutes of short reels every day, and because he wants to stay in tune with what's going on. I only know one person that's like this, just one, right? Because nobody does that, right? Because anybody that actually likes those is going to become, you know, it's designed to get you to do it for like 3 hours, right? So like you're going to forget what's going on. So the way I see it is, if you're like him, whatever, that's fine, right? But I do still think that what he's doing is kind of silly, right? It's like, would you just watch ads so you could keep up on the latest ads and what's going on with internet advertising? Like, no, you wouldn't do that, because they're crap. They're ads. So I think spending 50 minutes a day doing almost anything else will be better, right? Spend 50 minutes doing exercise. Spend 50 minutes reading a book. Spend 50 minutes consuming my media. My media is better than that media. I have the best media on the internet. And it's the best section of the library, you know? It's a special edition. So this does apply vaguely to learning language, but not really, right? Like, it's just about life. If you have any goals, right? But with learning languages, so I was hanging out on the interwebs talking to the people. The Argentinians were hanging out in their huddle. And one of them started streaming English YouTube, right? He's like, "I have a special account just for English YouTube." So I was like, "Okay." Actually, no, it's in Spanish. No, it was in English. Yeah. So English YouTube, right? So he goes on there and he's watching these like pilot shorts. So they're not shorts, like 2 minute videos. They're like 10 minute shorts, which are, I guess, something that you try to use to get funding for your show or something, right? So the funny thing about his shorts is that they had almost no language in them, right? Because YouTube had figured out that he doesn't really know English, and that he spends more time watching shorts that use visual storytelling and have almost no language. So there might be zero words in the shorts. I think he watched like three or four. And so they might have zero words. They might have couple sentences for a 10-minute short. And I was like, dude, you're not learning any English this way. This is way too slow. So that just kind of goes to show, right? Like, the stuff is so cleverly designed that it's guaranteed to work against you if you have a goal that is not incredibly easy, right? Because it's always going to show you the most easiest thing so you can see more ads. So don't make an extra YouTube account and just watch whatever language in it, because you don't want this to happen to you. You want control of what you see, because you don't want to see everything, right? There's all kinds of stuff on the internet you don't want to see. So you don't want to see shorts that have no language in them, because what the heck is that? So this message is over.